Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us right here than any other place on the planet. For those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful and so thankful that you care to be attuned and that you care to tune in consistently over time. And it is my consistent prayer and asking and thanksgiving that you are always receiving more inspiration, more motivation to be ever more disciplined is these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to consciously care to be supremely intelligent so that we are able to outthink a system that is generating trillions of dollars in sickness, illness, disease, and death, and to know that we, in this now moment, particularly those of us who are consciously caring to be respected as intelligent beings and as mature ones and elders, would care to set a new precedent and a new paradigm by being completely wholehearted, committed to being whole. To know that it is our duty, obligation, and responsibility to exalt a full effort in our living so that our lives matter, our lives are laying foundation for the progression of us as a global humanity. And to know that each and every day is a day of victory and triumph where we will allow our thoughts to dwell in the absolute reality of dwelling in the phenomenalness and the miraculousness of this experience that we refer to as life upon the planet that is paradise, that is providing absolutely everything that we really require in order to truly live and to thrive and to consistently experience the beauty, the bounty, the blessedness of being reborn, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, liberated, and resurrected. To come to a point in place where it truly matters to us that we care to stand on behalf of life. To realize that there have been no systems, no governments, no philosophies, no religions, nothing that has truly empowered us individually or collectively to really experience the fullness of the greatness of who we each are. And though there have been many, many ones who we are the beneficiaries of their realizations, their revelations, their epiphanies, their gifts, their intellectual properties, and the proficiency of that which they've applied themselves to over time, the whole of us as a global humanity and the whole of us as societies that are experiencing pandemics of sickness, illness, and disease are yet and have yet to truly vivify that which is the sanctity and the sacredness of our being directly, to really give rise to that which is the truth of ourselves, and to know that in this day and time, as we are seeing how much and how many are impacted and affected by what Simon says, and I'm being facetious and not just calling on Simon, but those ones who have put themselves forward as if they are the authorities of existence, as scientists, as the CDC and the World Health Organization and Bill Gates and Fauci and all of these other ones, and to realize how many books they've cooked to really stamp so many ones who have been already undermined as a result of having been malnourished and nutritionally deficient to the degree to which their immune systems have been severely compromised over time as a result of the standard American diets that have been proliferated and propagated and perpetuated by school systems, from daycare through the upper echelons of education and the master's and doctorate degree programs and the Juris Doctorates and all of those ones, that everybody has been compromised through that stuff that they call food, which literally is the tool of oppression. And the agenda being to oppress us at our cellular functioning for no good reason, but as a result of ones and ones feeling entitled to generate money by any means necessary or by any means that they can think of, but truly they haven't had the right thought yet, the greatest thought, the highest thought, because had they had the better thought, then we would not be creating a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide. And in order for us to have leverage over it, we have to stop participating with it, individually as well as collectively, to come to a point where we are exalting truly a full life's urge, to come to that place and space within our own hearts and our own beings where we are fully committed to doing that which is truly cellularly enriching, liberating, clearing, cleansing, nourishing, facilitating, alkalizing, regenerating, so that we are being renewed and reborn again as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, whose intelligence is absolute and supreme. And there are no ones who can outthink this intelligence of existence or out love it, outlast it, outlive it, outgive it, outdo it. And so our alignment, our victory and triumph is aligning with that which is victorious and triumphant. As the intelligence of existence, that which is causation, that which is foundational, that which beats our hearts, breathes us, has divinely designed us and designed us divinely to be vehicles and vessels of its love, its light, its wisdom, its truth, its peace, its poise, its power, and its potency, and to get beyond all of the fear and the dread and the speculation about what they're going to do and what they're going to implement. We really have to get to that place within ourselves where we know that as a collective, what we say goes. And if you continue to give so much of your time, your attention, your energy, your ear to those who will fill it with that which creates such doubt and dread and sickness and illness and delusion and occlusion and separation and divisiveness, then you whittle away at your own degrees of power in this now moment. And we have such power available to us, because in this now moment, you and I can do, as our creator, the intelligence of our being, would have done with itself, as its gift to each and every one of us. But we can't not do it. We cannot do it and continue to live as we've been living. What they're calling a new normal is just dysfunction. To have people walking around in mass, breathing their own carbon dioxide, making themselves sick, activating the proliferation of the viruses and organisms that are already in their systems. So in our having an understanding as to how divinely we're designed, so that the air is potent with life force that animates us, that oxygenates us, the trees and the life force of the planet is sufficient for us. But to block and obstruct our breath, thinking that that is going to insulate us from any virus or contagion, when the body is already filled with all manners of virus and bacteria as a result of having been fed the carcasses of dead animals. And so what many people didn't realize when AIDS was an issue is that the animals that you are consuming were sick. The animals that you consume have compromised immune systems. The animals that you're consuming, The flesh of that which you are consuming is filled with virus, bacteria, and parasites. And so that which is in the air will be the most beneficial thing that we can take advantage of. So to obstruct our breath is truly an error. And so the pandemic that we're under is not the COVID-19. It's not the coronavirus. It's the heart disease. It's the cancers. It's the strokes, the upper respiratory issues. It's the reality that over 250,000 people die in hospitals every year for things that they did not go into the hospitals with, primarily pneumonia, things that have happened as a result of the contraindication of medications and human error in surgeries and whatnot, and then we have no recourse. And so let's get real about what we truly care to be experiencing in our lives, with our lives, and to know that our collective vision in seeing ourselves whole and seeing ourselves cleared from the violations of adulteration where we have experienced so much shame and game and blame and guilt and all of the things that have whittled away at our own degrees of true acknowledgement and the feeling of the divinity of our being as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God, the supreme being, the Most High, Jehovah, Allah, Yah, Jah, whatever you would refer to that absolute and supreme giver of life as. Know that it is greater than anything that man can create, and it is greater than any virus, and it's greater than any bacteria, but it is the animating force of our own spirit, so that the spirit that is in these bodies has come from other places. It is of the divinity of existence itself. And our consciously claiming and affirming and declaring the divinity of our lives matters, that we are aligned in our doing that. And so we care to be in this place and space where it truly matters to us, that we will exalt a full effort in our living, our loving, our giving, our forgiving, our handling, our personal responsibilities to think rightly, to not just be positive, but to see the glory of what is as the divinity of life itself, and to know that no one can really take from us the truth once we have it, once we begin to live it, once we really love it. As we were told, to know the truth and the truth would set us free. And the freedom is the freedom from the despair and the dis-ease and the disinterest and the discontent and dissatisfaction and degradation and dysfunction, violation, pain, suffering, sickness, illness, death. To come to a point in place where it truly matters to us that we will walk in the estate of our daughterhood and sonhood or sonship in God, under God, as law. But the transformation of these bodies that have become cemeteries for rotting carcasses and the birthplaces of all manners of worms, organisms, parasites, bacteria, and viruses that are literally eating you alive, which is really the cause of most of this disease that you're experiencing, but it is something that can be completely reversed and cleared and cleansed and purified. To believe in death, to believe that the culmination, the eventuality, the destiny and fate of life is death, is to believe a lie, except you follow the ways of death. For their book says the wages of sin is death. So yes, there has to be a death, but the death comes as a result of never having lived and never having affirmed and declared the truth of one's own being as this point of presence of an absolute and supreme presence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. The death comes as a result of always looking to and acknowledging that which undermines your faith and your confidence, your care and your ingenuity, your talents, your skills, your abilities, that rob you of the integrity of your high ethic and morality, to put you in a place and space of depreciation, deficiency, decline, degeneration, desperation. And so as we consciously care to make a clear decision as to what we truly care to experience with the rest of our lives, and know that we can shift and change to be really reborn again, we have to really clean our blood, because that which we have been consuming consistently over time has turned the blood to sludge. It's put us in a place where the blood bears violation of violated beings. It is full of all manners of depressive things, the pesticides, the herbicides, the chemicals, the nitrates, the nitrites, the synthetics, and all of the artificial flavors and enhancers and whatnot. So we have to come to that place and space where we understand how divinely blessed we are to be able to transcend, transform, and transmute all of this into our greater good, so that we are literally aligning ourselves with the victory and the triumph in the establishment of the kingdoms and queendoms of light and the kingdoms and queendoms of God. Beyond all degrees of race and religion and sex and nation and gender and preference and all of those things that have marred us and scarred us, and divisiveness and separation and violation and all of this. So we have to realize how the law is working and to work it. Because as we see it and as we say it, as we claim it, then we can create it, heaven on earth. Because we are doing the inner work of the clearing, the cleansing, the consecration of these bodies so that they are restored as the temples for the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses in this now moment of eternity, in the realm of eternity. It's nothing that can be forced upon us. As misalignment has been forced upon us through the miseducation and religious training and all of the things that have come of men. But realize that man's way and God's way are not necessarily the same thing. And so in order to transcend and transform our current circumstances and situations into that which has truly served us, then we have to consciously care to be truly serving and exalting a full effort in our living. Consciously allowing our spirits to be triumphant in love that requires us to be forgiving, to release and let go of our frustration, our pain, our anguish, our memory of the trespasses and whatnot against us, to free our hearts and to free our minds so that we are able to truly see, to realize that there is one real eye that truly sees through every eye, and that we are able, willing, eager to vision a new world, a new earth, a new humanity, and to step into it. To not wait. To not continue to battle and feel as though we have to fight something. And for those who feel as though the weaponry is going to be salvation, it cannot. And that it is in aligning ourselves with the intelligence of existence itself, which is beginningless, endless, and infinite and eternal, aligning ourselves with the source of our being, aligning ourselves in the oneness of existence, is that which truly allows us the grace and the protection from all evil and wickedness that could be levied upon us. But when you are fully participatory in it, you're participating in it and of it, then you have no real grace and protection. And so we give thanks that we have survived so much already. The struggles, the fighting, the militarism, the prisons, the rape, the molestation. We should be counting our blessings with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts. And to dwell in the reality of the blessedness of our being is that which gives us leverage over all of the other things. See, the real issue that we find ourselves in is that you have so many ones who call God but don't know God. Call upon God but don't believe in the power of God. Call upon God but are not consciously caring to walk in the integrity of the truth of who we are as these points of the presence of God through our right alignment, our righteousness, our consciously caring to see nothing else but it, to be in a consistent communication, conversation, acknowledgement and praise and gratitude and thanksgiving on to it and unto it and unto all. We're in a now moment that requires us to really go deep and to reach high, to realize that it's about our wholeness. It always has been about the wholeness. And the lives that the saints and the saviors and the gurus and other ones have walked is the way that we should be applying ourselves, everyone to the degree to which we have our own unique way of expressing the divinity of our being, but we should be expressing the divinity of our being and experiencing the complement and the balance that we each and everyone is who dwell in this now moment. The sanctity and the sacredness of life is something that we should all relish and reverent, appreciate, appreciate, love, acknowledge, and participate with from that orientation. And all of those who feel as though they have the right to defile, to desecrate, to kill, to oppress, to subjugate, to dominate, to bastardize, and to usurp. These ones are in need of clearing and cleansing and liberation as much as anyone else, because there is no prosperity that can be won in it. There's no progression with it. There's no way to truly prosper except by virtue of the laws of life and the laws of light and the laws of love and the laws of that is God. And as ones and ones continue to fight freedom, fight liberation, refuse to submit and surrender to the call to come to into the height and the highs of real living and real light and real life, then they will soon be seeing and making rapid exodus from the planet through death. And the death can come in many shape, form, and fashions, but the earth herself and the administering intelligences on behalf of the establishment of the kingdoms and queendoms of light upon the planet can truly expedite the whole process. But the exalted realms don't care to truly interfere in the affairs of people, but those of us who are on the planet have the responsibility to really allow ourselves to get to that place and space where we are acknowledging our spiritual help and we're calling upon it. But the discipline, the focus of mind, the focus of heart, the conscious caring to really walk in the virtues of character that are consistent with who we are as these points of the presence of God is a necessity. And there's so many ones who have gone through that Bible and the Quran time and time again, but yet have not gone into the depths of their own spirits and souls through the clearing, the cleansing, the consecration, the giving up of that which creates the defilement, giving up that which creates the toxicity, giving up that which creates so much of the acidity that facilitates the cancer, the heart disease, the diabetes, the obesity, and all of the other things that are the plagues against us because we are not exalting a full effort in realizing the divine design and respecting that our bodies being vessels and vehicles of spirit. Then we are truly undermining the power that we should have as the children of God, of Yah, of Jah, of Allah, of Jehovah, of Jesus, whoever you would care to refer to it as. The intelligence of existence and that which is the divinity of existence is much greater than any and all of the names that we could possibly call. But to come to a point and place where we are doing more than just calling upon a name, but we're walking in the integrity of our own authenticity under the authority of the law that is love and light and wisdom and truth. Dwelling in the reality of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. Submitting and surrendering unto its way, its will, its love, its order. And to truly care to consecrate these body temples as the temples for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses. There is nothing that wicked ones can do against us when we are doing that which is ours to do in exalting a full effort in walking in the restoration, realignment, the reconciliation, the truth, and the authenticity of who we really are. You're in a now moment of eternity that you're being called to rise, you're being called to order, you're being called to remember, you're being called to walk and speak and love and forgive and cleanse and heal and rejoice in the blessedness of the truth of the who that we each are. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. I'm always so very grateful and so very thankful to have opportunity to express myself, to share my heart and my thoughts, to consciously reach for those of you who are reaching for the depth and the height of yourself. For those of you who really know of a surety how blessed you each are with each and every breath and every beat of your heart, and to know that in this now moment the greatest pandemic that there is is not knowing the truth of self, and realizing that there is only one real eye that sees through every eye, beats every heart, allows everyone its stance and its stand as a point of its own very presence. And we're so absolutely blessed and being called to give a full attention to it, to that, to the all that we each are as divinity in expression. And those who are feeling entitled to render other ones dysfunctional, distorted, diseased, fearful, doubtful, the misuse and abuse of the intelligence that we each have been given, then there are so much opportunity, there's so much opportunity for those ones to come into the realization of the truth of themselves also. But it happens to an even greater extent and quicker if we each took responsibility for going deep and reaching high to lift our voice up into that which is all there is in saying, I am that I am. And knowing the truth of being as divinity in expression, and consciously care to walk in the light of the truth of the all that we each are, activating the gifts that we've been given through the lineages that we represent, our heritage, our inheritance, our talents, our skills, and our abilities, not to be misused and abused, not to be prostituted to the purposes of those who do not have anybody's best interest at heart. And because we are facing the reality of the choices that we each make daily in terms of who we serve and what it is we do, what it is we're about, then if we are not pleased individually and collectively with our situations and circumstances, then we have this now moment to shift, to acknowledge that there is law in existence, law that governs our being, and that all of the distortion, the dysfunction, the degradation, the sickness, the illness, the disease comes as a result of either not knowing the laws, ignoring the laws, being lawless, careless, mindless, thoughtless. But in the now moment, you can always exalt a fuller effort in mindfulness, thoughtfulness, carefulness. And that's the blessedness that we each can celebrate. To know that whatever our circumstances are, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, materially, financially, the greatest gift we will always have is access to the absolute and divine intelligence that gifts itself and has given itself already to us. And the responsibility to be able to respond in this now moment in the clearing our way so that we are in a direct line of light with the truth of ourselves, the light of ourselves. To be in a place where we're exalting a full effort in exalting life and love and wisdom and truth and peace and poise and being in the potency, the power, and fulfilling the promises that we were given as these points of the presence of the absolute, or as other ones may say, the children of God. And so I'm the one to encourage us to realize that there are no forces, no bosses, no directives that can be given to those who are in the integrity of the truth of themselves. And the issues that the governments of men and wombed men who are not properly aligned with the intelligence of themselves in terms of their daily effort in exalting a full life's urge, or feeling entitled to do that which truly undermines themselves and other ones, as is evidence in all of the products that are on the market that literally have no value, no substance, no capacity for oxygenating the cells of those who consume them, hydrating those cells, mineralizing, alkalizing, facilitating cellular regeneration, rejuvenation, wholeness, healing, then these are the kinds of shifts that have to be made to realize that in seeing clearly, truly, basing ourselves and ourselves in the absolute reality that life is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, consistently regenerating, rejuvenating, revitalizing, revivifying itself, then we should be doing also, because we are the children of life. We've come from other realms into this place and space in our bodies as our vehicle and vessel for navigating this physical, material world that is completely immersed in nothing but eternity. We are already in heaven. And as we are lifting our eyes unto the blessedness of being, unto the divinity of existence, unto the absolute reality of the sun's blazing, the world spinning, everything growing, and aligning ourselves unto it, then this is how we have leverage over situations and circumstances, over the agendas and objectives of other ones who may not be so centered and oriented and rightly aligned. And it is my estimation that there have been no ones sent to the earth to be a detriment to the earth. It is not purpose in existence to undermine the rights of other beings to have the right to their lives. It is not the will of existence to have birth into existence those who undermine its efforts, thwart its light. Undermine themselves and other ones. But it is a delight unto the whole of existence and all the administering intelligences of existence, the phalanxes of angels and spirit beings and guides and our guardians, our ancients and whatnot. It is to their delight that we would consciously care to clear ourselves from past lives and past violations and trials and tribulations on the path of adulteration, so that we can release our shame, our blame, our guilt, and all of the things that have crystallized in our tissues, those emotions and feelings of unworthiness and undeservedness, feeling entitled to suffer. We have to forgive and release it and let it go so we can be freed emotionally, mentally, to accept the abundant blessedness in our being, these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that constitutes the whole of existence itself, so far beyond the earth, so far beyond anything that we could possibly imagine or fathom. And it has gifted us the faculty of imagination, visioning, imaging, so that we could see, conceptualize that which we would love to see come forward. It's given us the faculties with which we can create. And everything that we see in physical form has come forward through the imagination and the visioning of ones at some time, some place. And those things that have found themselves to be undesirable, not useful in facilitating the greater wellness and well-being of the ones who exist in that now moment, then those things will fade out over time. And the time that we're in is a now moment of eternity. And to realize that the further we get beyond the earth, there really is no time. We are always immersed in eternity. And so as we can give thanks for the systems that are in place that give us the opportunity for organization and structure and foundation upon which we can build and create, we will never create and build anything greater than who and what we already are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence. And I've heard and I've seen that we go outside of ourselves, spend so much time in the pursuit of acquisitions and things and materiality and things that we think will give us fulfillment. And we put ourselves last and say, oh, well, I'm doing this, I got that, and now it's time for me to deal with my diet. It's time for me to deal with my weight. It's time for me to deal with my health. No, it has always been time for us to respect the divine functioning of our body temples. Being influenced by a system based on capitalization, the usurpation, devastation, and usurpation of other beings, and the intellectualizations and philosophies and whatnot as to how men should function and how men should create structures and societies. The ones who have created the greatest good always took the time to knock and seek and ask and apply themselves to that which is source, that which is causation, that which is foundation for it all. And we have been given the opportunity to get the insights, to get the direct downloads, to come to know, and to come to know self as God, one who has capacity to create that which is beneficial. Our being in a place and space where we are always consciously caring to exalt a full life's urge. Coming to a point and place where it truly matters to us that we are correcting our errors and mistakes. Coming to a point and place where we are fully committed to being all that we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and consciously caring to be supremely intelligent. I'll be forward in just a bit.
Night Watch. Increase the power of reason. Night Watch. For conversation, communication, and dialogue. Night Watch on 89.3 WRFG.
Intelligent enough to see the harmony of the whole and work towards the harmony of the wholeness of us, so that there could be no divisiveness, no warring, no usurpation, no bastardization, no murder, no rape, no killing. We have the capacity to do what other generations did not see to do on a much grander scale. And as each one of us consciously commits our lives to being, to the essence of being, to the truth of being, to the intelligence of being, to the supremacy of intelligent being, as opposed to whiteness or blackness or any other hue, we each have been so absolutely and phenomenally blessed with gifts and talents and skills and abilities to bring to the world for the benefit of the wholeness of this realm. We are already harmonized with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts in the intelligence of existence, animated by the supremacy of the divinity of the Creator, and have the opportunity to co-create. And so where we need to really take responsibility in this now moment is in clearing and cleansing and purifying our bodies from all of the toxicity, the acidity, the chemicals and reality that we have been duped into feeling as though the things that we have greater value than the gift of our bodies, our hearts, our minds, our organs, our glands, and the functioning, the perfect functioning of them all, the harmonious functioning of the wholeness of ourselves. And so under cellular oppression, then our methodology for liberation has to happen at the cellular level. And knowing that Mother Earth, Mother Nature, has provided us absolutely everything that we require, but we cannot not partake and have the fullness of having taken. And so in this now moment, we have so much available to us and the care to make ourselves available to service towards our collective wellness, planetarily, globally, communally, nationally. It's our time. Regardless of what we've done or what we haven't done, we have the opportunity in this now moment to exalt a full effort in our living, our loving, our caring, our giving, our forgiving, our compassion, our mercy, and understand that there is only one true self, one self, myself, yourself, himself, herself, and those of us who can embrace the divinity in the harmony of existence itself, which is the real love and the absolute truth. Then we have leverage over those who are committed to the divisiveness, to the distortion and dysfunction and all of that. But in order for us to make the most expeditious quantum leap into absolute reality, into the glory of an ever-rising destiny, then we have to be willing to do the inner work of the clearing our cells and tissues of the crystallized emotions of pain and anger and frustration and anguish and angst and all of the etheric energy that you've absorbed as a result of eating frustrated and angry and tortured birds and pigs and cows and chickens and whatnot. I'm just saying is that if you are afraid of anything right now, then be afraid of what's already active in you as a result of decades of violating your body temple. And I am not wanting us to have any kind of fear, but to have a complete faith in knowing that whatever we've done, life is so forgiving that all we have to do is exalt a full effort, a full care to open our hearts and open our minds and open our hands so that we are doing and reaching for that which is facilitating of our clearing, our cleansing, our purification, so that these bodies are being consecrated as the temples for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses. And so our orientation matters, that we are not just dwelling in a place called America. We are actually on a planet surrounded by Mother Nature and the sun and the elements, the stars, the galaxies, the worlds. We are already immersed in eternity. And there is absolute law that governs our being, an absolute law that has us in motion as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And in order for us to really triumph over all of the divisiveness, then we have to exalt a full effort in doing nothing to undermine ourselves and doing everything we possibly can to liberate ourselves at the cellular level. And so for those of you who've been listening to me consistently over time, I pray that you are not just listening, but you are implementing, that you are initiating your consistent of an unfolding appointment with destiny, standing in the brilliance of the truth of that which you truly are as living, loving, intelligent, immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And it's necessary for us to realize that regardless of what they say they want to do or what they're going to do, we do not have to participate with it. And so the thoughts that I've seen, or what I've seen in terms of a boycott of the death industries, would be much easier. Yes, if we just decide, okay, no, we're not doing this. We're not eating meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, and fish. We're not co-conspiring with our own demise by bringing toxic things into our body temples anymore, and that we will do everything we possibly can to really cleanse. There are so many phenomenal beings on the planet right now, so many ones who are caring to align with the intelligence of existence, the essence of life. Our Mother, Father, Creator, God, the Lord, the Law, which is our harmonizer. And so it matters that we are having an understanding, an understanding that there is triumph in light. And the light, it is the ever-present cosmic supreme intelligence. It is all-encompassing. It's everywhere and in all things present, everywhere and all things inherent, and everywhere and in all things succinct. It is a reality of intelligence in both the Creator and its creation. It's the meaning of substances, forms, activities, and their conjunctions made evident and highest applicable. The light is the capacity of the supreme intelligence to write or imprint its will upon the will of souls. The light is the voice and signs of the Creator as the supreme, instant, and ever-present counselor. It is the polarization of creation within the path of the currency of the Creator's will, or its will. The light is that which is conscious of itself and its effect as light. It is the objective good of the universal and cosmic will. The light is the only genuine victory that is possible over darkness and chaos. The light is the degree of being, willing, and doing like the all-administering Father, Mother, and Creator. Light and life are married by love to give birth, cause, and forms as vital, spiritual, mental, and corporal purposes, thoughts, or things. The light allows us to see the efforts of those who do not have our best interests at heart. The light allows us to be completely faith-filled and having an inner standing and an understanding as to how to be resolutely standing with that absolute and supreme intelligence that allows us to stand and to know that there is no way in hell, within the earth or upon the earth, that an agenda of global demise, the murder and slaughter, depopulation, and whatnot can take place without our participating in it. But also that there is no real prosperity that can be had in it, so that we'd have to realize in the light that the Creator's will and its way will always be triumphant. And no one is purposed by virtue of the intelligence of existence or the will of existence to be the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as a livelihood, as multi-trillion-dollar economy. And so we have to realize how we're participating with it, and that's why a boycott of the death industries, giving up that which undermines us at the cellular level and embracing the gifts that Mother Earth has gifted us so that we are able to be completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, and made whole as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence as conscious immortals living in the light of absolute and supreme intelligence, seeing as the eye of the Creator, doing that which is the will of the Creator, standing completely committed to that which is highest in cosmic truth, to know directly that the light is the primal universal and cosmic instigator, estimator, director, and knower of all inward and outward efforts. It is the organic talent trained in and unto the will of the Creator. The light is the spirit of things manifested or unmanifested. It is whatever is the best and easiest way for accomplishing life righteously. All true power and potency is the gift of the light. And the light does not authorize us to be murderers and liars and thieves and bastardizers and capitalizers and capitalists and all of that. That is not the light. That is distortion of the light. See, there's nothing but absolute and supreme intelligence. We've each been gifted ours. Degree of suppression and oppression is taking place by virtue of what it is we're consuming. So it's necessary for us to be all right with being all right, being cleansed, being corrected, being purified, to consecrate the body temple, because we have the duty, obligation, and responsibility as these points of the presence of the absolute to be completely present in this moment, to stand and live and exalt a full effort in being vehicles and vessels of its will, its way, its love, its light, its peace, its poise, its power, and its potency. And you have to apply yourself to it. It doesn't come easily. You see how easy it is for people to accept death, how much obesity and diabetes and sickness and illness and heart attacks and strokes and all of this other stuff is because of what we have allowed ourselves to participate with. To commit every atom and every cell of our beings to being completely charged with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts, to know that it is the breath that animates us, enlivens us, maintains and sustains us. So any effort in undermining our capacity for breathing is not the Creator's will, and it's not the Creator's way. And there is no entity, no virus, no bacteria that's traveling through the air where masking is going to keep us from being sick, when the sickness is already there as a result of having a body filled with the rotting carcasses of chickens and hens and fish and crab and all of this stuff. And so I'm just saying, let's clean up. Come to a point and place where you respect the divine design and the operational perfection of your own being, your own body. You are living in that body. It is yours. You will never possess anything that is greater than who and what you already are, but naked. So in our now moment, it's a necessity for us to be real clear about who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, where we are dwelling in its presence as all there is, and why we are. To exalt a full effort in being in the integrity, the high ethic, the morality, the consistency of diligence and application and absolute love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, potency, and to be the progenitors and the perpetuator of lineages of people to the glory of the lineages that we represent. In the meantime, in between time, continue to rejoice in the blessedness of your being. And be the blessing you are.